Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
One key is simply to diversify, not have all your eggs in one basket for that purpose. And the more diversification you have, the more likely it is that you can build stable, predictable cash flow and wealth creation long term.
Welcome to the Best Ever Show, the world's longest running daily commercial real estate podcast. Our hosts interview commercial real estate experts every day to get you the best advice ever with none of the fluffy stuff.
Welcome back, Best Ever listeners, to another episode of Passive Investor Tips. I'm your host, Travis Watts. Got a great episode for you today. For those not familiar or new to the space, what we're talking about are real estate syndications. And I want to walk you through how these work and how to effectively double your money. Now, disclaimers as always, not financial advice, not going to tell you or anyone what to do with your money. Please seek licensed financial advice when it comes to your own investing. With that top of mind, I'd like to get started by just diving right into a syndication, what it is, how it works, and show you how the math adds up. Now, I'm going to use an example of what I invest in the most, which is multifamily apartment complexes that have a value add business plan. So a multifamily apartment complex just means that it's an existing unit that has hundreds of renters in this particular example. It's stabilized, it's cash flowing on day one, and a value add business plan would mean that we're going to buy it, we're going to renovate it, hopefully increase rents when we do so, and then sell it down the road for ideally a higher price. So let's begin with you, the limited partner investor, looking at an investment overview, which is going to outline the proposed projected returns. And we'll say in this example that this particular deal will offer a 7% cash on cash return, a 20% IRR, which stands for internal rate of return, a 2x equity multiple, and a 5-year hold period. Now I'm going to circle back to these after I walk you through the example and explain them in more detail. But let's make those assumptions up front. What I'm going to walk you through is if this proposed example business plan went exactly according to plan and they hit those exact metrics, what would it look like over the 5-year hold period from your vantage point? So let's assume that you decide you're going to invest $100,000 into this private placement or syndication. So if they're able to pay the 7% cash flow, that would effectively mean $7,000 each year in cash flow distributions coming from the renters who pay their rent and other revenue generating items. So if we break that down monthly, it's about $583.33 per month, assuming this operator pays monthly distributions. As we move into year number two, let's just say it's the same outcome. It's $7,000 per year. So we'll make that same assumption all the way to year five. We'll assume no refinances, no hiccups in the business plan, and now they're looking to sell the property. Now, during this process of waiting for 5 years and collecting your distributions as they come, what's been happening in the background? Well, hopefully the general partner or the operator has been executing the value add business plan, which means they were renovating the clubhouse, the amenities, the units, making the place safer and nicer for the residents, and lifting the rents in that process. Now, on a side note, it generally takes 3 to 5 years to effectively execute a value add business plan, depending, of course, on the property, its size, and its current condition. Something to keep in mind. And now that the property is going to be listed as a newly renovated and remodeled community, it's going to be highly correlated to the net operating income in which it currently produces. And this is a big differentiator between investing in single family homes that are very correlated to the comps or the comparable sales in the local area. While that's still a factor for commercial real estate, it mostly has to do with how much revenue it's producing.
We'll get back to the show. But first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. If you want to do bigger and better commercial real estate deals, take your real estate capital raising efforts to new heights with syndicationattorneys.com. With more than 20 years of real estate and investing experience, syndicationattorneys.com goes beyond just creating legal documents. They educate you on ethical and legal capital raising strategies. Plus, they offer a host of free resources, including their best-selling capital raising books, numerous articles, and their popular podcast, Raise Private Money Legally. At syndicationattorneys.com, they do more so you can do more, more deals, bigger deals, and better deals. So if you want attorneys with premier experience helping syndicators and fund managers raise capital, go to syndicationattorneys.com today to schedule an appointment and unlock your maximum capital raising potential today. That's syndicationattorneys.com. This offer is not available to Florida residents. Ever wonder how much of your personal data is out there on the internet for anyone to see? The answer is more than you think. Government records, social media posts, even your self-reported info, it's all being compiled by data brokers and sold to the highest bidders online. Anyone on the web can get your private details. This can lead to a higher risk of identity theft, phishing attempts, harassment, and unwanted spam calls. I hate those spam calls. Well, I recently found a solution, and this is a new service called Delete Me. When I registered with Delete Me, they reviewed nearly 1,500 online listings and found more than 40 data brokers that had my personal info, my address, social security number, even info about my relatives. It's creepy stuff. Right at this moment, Delete Me is working to remove my information from those listings so I can take back control of my personal info and have a peace of mind I deserve and you deserve. Delete Me is on a mission to safeguard your privacy, and right now you can get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Joe. Use promo code Joe. Only way to get your 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/Joe. Enter promo code Joe at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Joe. Promo code Joe. Stay safe out there. Deciding how to invest your capital is more challenging than ever. That's why it's never been more important to partner with a company with a solid track record and that has thrived through various economic cycles. Companies like BAM Capital. BAM Capital is a trusted multifamily syndicator that has delivered a historical average of over 35% IRR with an average hold period of 3.5 years. BAM Capital has never missed a preferred payment, never lost an LP's investment, and never called capital past the subscription amount. BAM Capital is currently raising capital for a fund designed for accredited investors targeting a 15 to 20% IRR and a 2 to 2.5x equity multiple to its investors over a 3 to 5 year hold period. If you're an accredited investor and you want to learn more about multifamily investment opportunities with BAM Capital, visit capital.thebamcompanies.com. Again, that's capital.thebamcompanies.com.
Let's say in this example that when this property was first purchased, when you decided to invest, it was producing $1 million per year in net operating income. After making these improvements and 5 years down the road, it's now producing $1.5 million. So buyers are looking at the net operating income to decide and determine what type of yield they're going to get if they decide to purchase the property. So we'll say this property was initially purchased for $14 million when it produced $1 million a year in net operating income. Now that it's producing $1.5 million in net operating income, it wouldn't be unexpected for a property like that to be listed around $21 million. And we can run the simple math to determine why this might be. If you divide $1 million by $14 million, you can see how it might be achievable to get a 7% cash-on-cash return out of this deal initially. And if we divide $1.5 million by $21 million, which is the new proposed price, you can see how it might be possible for the next buyer to also receive a 7% cash-on-cash return upon purchase. Now, if this property sold at $21 million, then that would be about a $7 million profit that's split between the limited partners and the general partners. So let's recap and bring this back to you, the limited partner who decided to invest $100,000, and see what that means. So first of all, remember, you've collected $35,000 in cash flow distributions over the five-year period. And let's say the portion of the equity that you're entitled to upon sale is $65,000. So if we add those numbers together, you'll see that you effectively made $100,000 on your investment, or doubled your money. And the last thing you would expect is a return of your original capital that you put into the deal. So that's a simple example of a value add syndication going what we call full cycle all the way through the business plan, where everything went perfect. So if we recap and go back to the original projections, they said 7% cash on cash return, which was derived from the residents paying rent and any other revenue generating items on the property. The 20% IRR, internal rate of return, is made possible by taking a look at your total return that you made over those 5 years and dividing by how long you were invested in the deal. So if you take $100,000 and divide by five, it was $20,000 per year, or a 20% IRR. A 2x equity multiple means that you effectively doubled your money throughout the investment hold period. And of course, a five-year hold period means simply a five-year hold period. So it's important to remember that there's never promises or guarantees when it comes to investing. Some deals may outperform expectations, while others may underperform expectations, and some may just perform at expectations. Also, there may be unexpected positive events that happen throughout the hold period, like a refinance where you could potentially get some of your capital back early, things like that. It's really going to depend on the general partner, the operator, the deal itself, and the business plan that they're proposing. So one key is simply to diversify, not have all your eggs in one basket for that purpose. And the more diversification you have, the more likely it is that you can build stable, predictable cash flow and wealth creation long term. I hope you found some value in this short episode. You're listening to Passive Investor Tips right here at Best Ever. I'm Travis Watts. Feel free to like, share, subscribe, share these episodes with anyone you think could find value, or if anyone's wanting to learn the syndication business. And I'm always happy to be a resource for you. Reach out to me anytime. I'd be happy to connect on Zoom, phone call, or you can DM me on social media. Until the next episode, have a best ever week, and we'll see you there.
Hi, Best Ever listeners. Joe Fairless here again. And one last thing before you go, would you like to receive a short weekly email with proven tips from experienced investors, free tools and resources, and a roundup of the week's most relevant news and best ever content? Well, if so, join the community of nearly 15,000 commercial real estate passive and active investors who receive the best ever newsletter. Just go to bestevercre.com/access and you'll get the very next one. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, thank you for listening and have a best ever day.